This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things you've been petrified of. No, seriously, think about it. It's the left. The left has given you all those things to be petrified of. And you don't have to be. You know? It's Monday. Can you tell? Everything, including the host, is moving slow. Seriously. Anyway, first I want to start off with this. Fly on over here. Look what I got in my mail the other day. What's it? What side? Huh? Wrong side. See that? One of these days I'll figure out how this works. Anybody see that? That's an eagle. Is that square? Is that straight? See, I know you're on the radio, so you can't see it. So you'll have to check it later on. Check out the pictures later on, up on the website or the Facebook page or what have you. Now, the... I know. I was going to say, but Yvonne sent this to me. And I don't know. Her daughter didn't have any part of this one, right? She made the shirts.
Yeah, Angel helped with the shirts.
Right? Yeah, she didn't paint the flags, though.
No.
All right. Because I want to give everybody credit. Supposed to get credit,
that's
you know?
Yvonne.
All right. So anyhow, isn't this cool? Yeah. Yvonne, thank you so much. It goes up here at a place of prominence right next to Gumby. That's a big deal. I don't put anything in Gumby's way. Gumby, we'll put him in front of Pokey. How's that? All right. I am Joe Bassini, the host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Marin's going to join me after the first break. She is our gun expert. You know, I watched this stuff this weekend, and I felt so bad for these kids. Really. And especially this... See, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to say I'm making fun of him, and I'm not. His name is Hogg, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The media hog. Hogg was all over the place. You couldn't miss him no matter what station you turned to. Now, the thing that bothered me the most, like, some of you are saying, oh, come on, stop me. These kids were just, they were just expressing their freedom of speech. Okay, sure. But don't call it a grassroots effort. It's a line of bunk. You know it's a line of bunk. Right? Because if it was grassroots, they would have signs that look like they painted like kindergarten kids, right? That's what grassroots is all about. Use your own money, use your own time, your own resources, right? But that's not what happened. Did you see the signs? Look, in a local event that I was watching, because I, you know, again, for clarity, you want to do your freedom of speech thing? Good. Glad to hear it. But when you get up there, the lie that this group told, or the lies that these groups are telling, this wasn't a Second Amendment issue at all. This was a hate fest on Republicans. It was a hate fest on the NRA. That's what the joke is. That's why you'll get little traction. Because you had no real stats. You had no numbers. You were blaming guns for everything, which I think is hilarious because the FBI said that gun violence is down. Right? No, no, come on. Think this through, if you would. If it was as bad as everybody says it is, and locals try to take my comments out of context on a show I did a couple of years back, where are all, let's highlight all, these mass shootings? See, if the logic follows through that the more guns you have, that the more powerful the NRA is, the more these massacres you're going to have, there are almost three, now, God gave you, whether you believe in him or not, God gave you the ability to think. There are almost 300 million. You want to take a minute to write that down? 300 million registered guns in this country. Almost 300 million. Would you give me, maybe there's 20 million that aren't registered? Maybe 50? I don't know. But based on what the left says all the time, if you have 300 million registered guns, why do we have a major massacre every day? Why isn't somebody breaking on school grounds or college grounds or wherever every single day? Why? Because it's not real. It's not true to say that more guns create more violence. It's a lie. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. The gun expert, the lady who has the numbers, Kimberly Marin, is going to join us after the first break. Again, I go back to, we should do anything it takes to protect the kids. Well, except armed teachers. Except make sure there's more armed guards and or protection for kids. Except pushing them to have a clear backpack. Right? The hog demanded that action be taken and taken now. Why won't the Republicans move? Well, where was he back when Obama was in control? Why was this a non-issue when Obama was in control, right? Right now, they're having their First Amendment rights infringed upon because they can't freely wear whatever backpack they want, regardless of what it is. Right? Now they're pushing for a clear backpack and they're against it. So they really don't want to do whatever it takes. It's only what they believe will work. Right? Pretty full of themselves, aren't they? Kimberly Murray joins me after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Truth.
We are back. You're looking at the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, all that fun stuff, right? I mean, all the things that help keep the conversation going. Look, it's your show, too. I mean, seriously, you guys send me names of people that you want me to have on the show, you know, topics you want me to discuss. I can't always get them. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I'm a little guy in a totem pole. They have to do all the biggies first. We get around to them. Well, they get around to us. But I so much appreciate the time you do send and the emails you send and the requests you make and the questions you ask. So keep it up. Keep doing it. Head up to the website, realside.com. You want to sign up for my email blast. All right? I mean, I send it out once a week. I don't send junk out. I ask you, I ask you to buy certain things we have, but you don't have to. I mean, this is like Obamacare. You don't get fined if you don't get it. Anyway, speaking about possibly getting fined, She'll watch her mouth, though, I promise. Kimberly Murray enjoys this, as she does every week, to help us figure out what's going on out there with all this craziness. We're going to talk about the hog tonight, among other things. Right, Kimberly?
Baby boss hog.
You know, there's a clip on Prager University where he is talking, and I don't think he can get through five words without swearing all the time. Have you seen that?
I have. He looks like he's disturbed, never mind how he speaks. Seriously, I'm not just saying that. He just really does.
Oh, he does?
He doesn't look like your normal average high school kid. He looks like he's not something going on right upstairs, which yep. is maybe why he wants to take his own rights away. I don't know.
Well, what I love about this kid, notice I said kid, is that he's always mad. You ever notice that? He's always mad. He's always in your face about what you're not doing and why you're not doing it. And everybody is in love with, well, I shouldn't say everybody. Some of us with two brain cells rubbed together are not so in love with this guy, if you would. Right?
He's just parroting what the left has been saying all along. He's not coming up with it. It's not any original thoughts. He's just literally puppeting what the left on the those who are pro gun control have been saying all along. This is nothing new. We're all used to it. The left always bathes in the blood of dead children and then points the finger at the NRA, all law-abiding gun owners, and blames all of them for the actions of a psychopathic murderer. I mean, that's just what they do. We're used to it.
Yeah, but, he's gun violence in schools has gone up. There have been more kids shot.
That's not true.
That's what Hogg says.
Yeah, well, he's lying.
No. Now, come on. He's a young guy. Let's cut him some slack. He's probably just misspeaking.
I don't buy that misspeaking thing. He's being fed lies, and instead of researching on his own to find out whether they're true or not, he's just regurgitating those lies. Gun crimes are down in this country, despite the fact that gun ownership is up, and there are approximately 10,000 homicides using a firearm every year. That is not even a statistical blip on the radar in a country of 330 million people. Not even close.
Listen, I talked about this earlier. You're the gun expert. I'm not. But I said there are just about 300 million registered guns in this country. I would venture to say there's probably another 50 million that are not registered in this country.
Okay, I wouldn't even. There's not 300 million registered firearms.
Okay.
Because not every place has to register their firearms.
Okay.
I don't think they have to in most states. Where they get those numbers are typically from NICS background checks. You know, they count every single one that goes through, but that doesn't say anything either because they don't know if the person actually purchased the firearm because you could get the check and then say, yeah, you know what? I don't want it.
Say there's a large amount of guns, registered or not, in this country.
There's, on average, they estimate there's around 300 million, and there's anywhere from 80 to 90 million gun owners.
Okay.
If we were a problem, you'd all know it.
See, you've taken the wind out of my steam. I'll just go make myself a sandwich and come back in a little while. You can.
All right, Tammy and I'll talk.
But that's kind of what I'm saying is I'm tired of hearing about how, gun violence is up. We have to stop these massacres in the classroom. We have to stop these kids from being killed. And I'm thinking to myself, if we have as many guns and as many, unsecure people. Now, see, they won't even deal with it from that level. But if we have that many guns based on their logic, we should have a massive school shooting on a daily basis, shouldn't we? The press must be hiding it.
The press isn't honest. They're never going to be honest. When you hear the first words out of someone's mouth you hear and they use the term assault rifle, they're lying. Whether it's intentional or ignorance, because that's what they've been told, it's a lie. Civilians can't own such a thing. They call AR-15s assault rifles when AR actually stands for Armalite Rifle. It's a semi-automatic firearm, just like a semi-automatic pistol.
Well, they had the young girl out on the college campus, a couple of weeks ago? And she was asking the young people, would you ban this, would you ban that, should we take away this, should we take away that? They didn't even know what these guns were. They didn't.
No.
What is, even if you have to give me the lefty explanation here, what the heck is an assault rifle?
What they refer to as a quote-unquote assault rifle is a semi-automatic rifle. Literally, it works the same way as semi-automatic pistols. It's no different. You have to pull the trigger every time you want it to shoot. They just don't like them because they're black and scary. That's the only thing, real reason you can think of why they wouldn't like them, because they don't understand them. They don't understand that they're very easy for women to shoot, so they actually make great home defense. There was a mother in Detroit who used an AR-15 style rifle to ward off three illegally armed thugs who crashed down her back door and were going to do God knows what to her family. But they don't want that mother to be.
Wait a minute. Why didn't she? Look, I am paying big bucks for 911. Why didn't she just call 911 and let them come help her?
Because who knows what her family would have been done to her family if she had waited for 911, especially in Detroit.
Well, they say if you don't fight back, they won't hurt you. Anyway. We gotta go for a break. Listen, Joe Biden, fire in the air. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Kimberly Marin joins me. She is the gun expert of the evening. We'll be back in a few minutes. I don't know. I'm spending all that money on 911. I think they ought to do their jobs.
Right.
That's not 911. That's the actual police department. They draw the truck.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America.
That's what they're there for.
Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show.
I mean, honestly, think about it. In Newtown, the police department was 2 miles away. Why did it take them over 20 minutes to go to that school?
American flag made by Grace Alley.
They were cowards.
I can hardly walk by it without saluting.
Well, that was that Broward.
By American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I'm just going to pull her on because I'm just having so much fun with this. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of kick the week off. Kimberly, I got to tell you something, though. Before you start, Pollard Jones and Juanita Broderick are on TV right now. Okay, together.
Oh, God.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Can you imagine what those stories must be like? Did he do this to you? Oh, yeah, he did that to me. Did he have one? Never. Anyway, so, you know, with the two of them together, everybody is fixated on this, what was it, an interview this weekend, whatever they called it, with the porn star.
Yeah,
right?
with a washed-up porn star, yeah.
Yeah. So, and she's happy now because she's getting job offers. I'm like, right, because they're gonna find a President Trump lookalike, and you guys are gonna have at it. But what anyway, so she said everybody's up in arms about this. Where's the big nasty here? Let me see. Two adults slept together. One paid the other. Now I'm not even saying this is all true because we still don't know. Two adults slept together. One happened to be a porn star. One happened to be a billionaire. The porn star was paid to keep her mouth shut about the sexual acts that they had. I'm sorry. I'm missing something.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Help me.
So, here's the deal. Everybody knew Trump cheated on his first wife, his second wife, and probably assumed he cheated
on
his
third
wife, right?
And the next six he might have. Yeah, but go ahead.
Right. No, but listen. So everybody knew that. And they still voted for him. The choice was him or Hillary Clinton, whose husband sexually assaulted women and was accused of raping a woman, and she victimized them. So it says more about Hillary Clinton that they voted for Trump, who cheated on all his wives, than it does about anything
else. Oh, you're being too harsh on her. She's the actual victim, you know.
Don't even make me say bad words.
No, don't. No, but the thing I love about all that, too, is like, think about something. It's not just a matter of that her husband did this. Her husband took these two women and verbally abused both Paula Jones and Juanita Broderick. And where's the left in all this? Nothing. Why? They'll tell you because it's ancient history. Sleeping with a porn star 10 years ago is ancient history, is it not? Or do I not have my, maybe my time frames for ancient history aren't quite right. What do you think?
Well, since the left was saying that for years, I guess you could say that. But I'm in my head. I'm like, why are they even making the issue out of this? The Russia collusion thing failed, right?
Right.
He still hasn't been impeached, and he's not going to be because he didn't break any laws. So now they bring up a porn star who admits on to the whole entire public. Okay, besides the fact that she was, but she admits she's a whore for sleeping with someone else's husband. Come on.
Oh, she lied and said she never had sex with him, and now she's had sex with him, but she'll give the 130 back. Why? Because for every time she tells the story, she owes Trump $1 million. That's what's in the agreement. So,
really?
Yeah. And my attitude is he should nail her to the wall. She has, and people get mad at me when I say this, but here's the deal. She has no right to tell the story. She was paid $130,000 to keep her mouth shut. So the story should be, is you have a liar who, even though she signed something, said she'd keep her mouth shut because she wasn't abused, she wasn't assaulted, she wasn't raped, she did this willingly.
So, and I heard something on the radio today where he had her watch a Shark Week show.
Oh.
Like a show about sharks. I'm like, is this for real? Am I really hearing this right now?
And then she says, like, there's some sinister thing going on. Some guy approached her in a parking lot and said,
but she can't say who he is.
The kid's in the back. And yes. And I'm sure that that's the way Trump operates, right? I mean, that's the way he's going to have to. Don't get me started. Anyway, back to assault rifles. I know I did. Because I saw them up on the screen and I was thinking, you know, there's the lunacy of the left. It's never been a double standard, they want control. It has nothing to do with equality. It has nothing to do with being fair. It has nothing to do with right. It totally has to do with dictatorship and control. That's all they want. That doesn't even make them happy for long.
Yeah, the left abused Bill Clinton's sexual assault victims, along with his wife. They abused these women, and they abused Monica Lewinsky, who I'm sorry, but she was a young, dumb girl, and who had the most powerful man in the world. You know, we won't even go into that. That was wrong.
Well, here's what I love. There was a young lady doing an interview, and you know, I'm not saying I agree with her. I'm not a young lady, so I don't. But she said, "Think about something. You're young. You're impressionable. You're in the White House. You're 21. You're searching for a career in politics, and the most powerful man in the free world wants to be with you."
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, she said it, not me. I mean, what else would you do? What would you do?
Well, me, I wouldn't have because he's nasty. But someone else did go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, other people have different morals and values, whatever. But that's nothing. That's nothing. And they excoriated all the women. Why? Because Bill Clinton is pro-abortion.
Yeah. Oh, no. Hey. So let's talk. Let's go back and see if I can stick to it this time. The assault rifles, right? So they're throwing this term around, assault rifle, because it conjures up the mindset in most people of a rifle that you would use, like they use in the movies and or our military men use, you know, to rip a place apart. It's almost like a machine gun comes to mind, right? But
did you see? Wait.
All right.
There is a video. There is a video of veterans. And they actually, these veterans, supposed veterans, outright lie and say that the same automatic M16 and M4 automatic rifles they used in the military are the exact same as an AR-15. Veterans lying. These people take an oath, and they're supposed to uphold that oath long after they leave the military. And these people are lying that these are the same firearms.
Yep. No.
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt with that. I was so mad yesterday.
I don't disagree with you. I mean, people will say what they need to say to get their 15 minutes of fame
lying.
Or 15 seconds or 3.5 seconds of fame, whatever they got.
They're shameful, embarrassing to veterans. It's shameful.
So the word assault means attack, hit, strike, punch, thump, pummel, pound, batter, wallop, belt, clobber, hammer, bop, sock, dick, slug, plug, or smite. So, I'm trying to figure out what gun does any one of those things?
Well, first of all, assault is a verb. They completely use it in the wrong term. Anything can be an assault weapon. In fact, hands, feet, and fists are used more to commit homicides than rifles.
No. Now, wait a minute. You know as well as I do that rifles and guns are used to kill more people all year long than any other object or cars or knives.
Absolutely not. Knives are used more in homicides, I think, 3 or 4 times as much as rifles. Hands, feet, and fists is twice as much as rifles. That's why when they had the last ban, the last quote-unquote assault weapons ban, it did nothing to stop crime because rifles are hardly ever used in crime.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, well, listen, we'll have to ban the guns then. Or what we'll do is this. We'll make it so you have to be 21 to buy a gun. However, you can be any age you want to be to steal one. What do you think?
Well, see, here's the thing. Most mass shooters are over 21.
Uh-huh.
So what the hell is that law going to do? Absolutely nothing.
It sounds good.
But
it sounds good.
Take away the rights of law-abiding Americans.
Right. So when they talk about they want stricter background checks, they're going, how much stricter? Do you want to send the FBI to interview everybody from my kindergarten class? I mean, what are they talking about?
They're talking about private sales, which make up a very small percentage of all gun sales. Most firearm sales happen through FFL dealers, where they have to get a background check. If someone is in the business of selling a firearm, they have to be licensed by the federal government. That is the law. If you are a private citizen, no matter who you are, and you knowingly sell a firearm to a prohibited person, you could serve up to 10 years in federal prison for that. It is a crime. No law-abiding gun owner is going to risk going to prison for selling a firearm to a prohibited person.
You're talking about law-abiding. Let's get to Chicago when we get back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. Kimberly. Boy, it's been a busy week. Weekend, right?
Yes.
You know, on the radio, one-word answers don't work out well, but that's okay. We'll move on.
I said it anyway. I don't care.
I know. So, I don't know if you've looked into this at all because it's just, you know, we're just kind of catching up. But you have, over the weekend, they say there were like 500,000 marchers in Washington, D.C. I saw the numbers. I don't buy it. I think it's really interesting is the real March for Life, you know, the real one.
Yeah,
they never cover the numbers in that. And there's always hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that march. They give it very little coverage. This one here, they're even lying about the numbers. Do you agree?
They always do. The actual estimate was like 200,000, a little over 200,000. But they're trying to say it was 800,000. They did the same thing in New Hampshire. Over 4,000 people across the state. No, there wasn't. I was at one of them. I saw videos of another one. No, there wasn't.
Yeah.
But that's what they always do. When we recently had our Second Amendment rally, they said there was dozens of people. There was over a couple hundred. at a rally that we didn't advertise. But they said dozens. There was dozens of people. You know what?
Yeah. Their events. Their event. You know, I was looking at, I think I told you this earlier, I talked about this earlier, where I said, look, there was grassroots events everywhere, even close to me. And I'm looking at the video of the grassroots event.
There's now, no grassroots.
Thank you. Thank you. That's why I said, look, you don't buy a sound system like that or even rent one on grassroots dollars. You don't have signs like that on grassroots dollars. You don't have pop-ups or professionally, you know, printed backdrops on them on a grassroots scenario. You don't have dozens and dozens and hundreds of dozens of T-shirts on a grassroots effort. Doesn't work there.
No, it's all astroturfing. Right from the get-go, it was all astroturfing. That's what it's always been. Believe me, when Moms Demand shows up at the New Hampshire legislature, there's like four of them. And they even sometimes ship up some harpies from Massachusetts and Maine because they can't get anyone in New Hampshire to help them. What the media and these left-wing orgs want you to believe is that there's more people suddenly for gun control when the reality is there isn't. But they try to portray it as a bigger movement and a bigger thing and that it's not astroturf than it is because they want people to believe that. You know, it's all about the narrative and perception. And so I've had someone saying, no, you don't understand. There was thousands of people and this and that and this and that. I'm like, buddy, more states have passed constitutional carry over the past 5 to 10 years than ever before. More states are getting rid of gun control laws that only infringe upon the rights of their residents than ever before. Why? Because that's what people are demanding. That's what people are demanding. Not this Bloomberg blood money, right? Not this Gabby Giffords blood money whose husband abuses her like a puppet. No. These people are all astroturfers, and all the true grassroots people in every state are the ones who are making change and representing the people.
So let me ask you a question. You sound like a sane person. Why wouldn't you want to close the gun show loophole?
No such thing. Oh. No such thing.
So there's nothing to close?
No, there's nothing to close. The gun show loophole that they talk about, look, I don't know how many gun shows you've been to, but I've been to several, and everyone there is an FFL dealer who has to do background checks. What they try to claim as the gun show loophole is a private sale, which has nothing to do with a gun show. And, in fact, a lot of gun shows won't even let people do that because they only want businesses in the business of selling firearms who are FFL dealers. So it's bogus. It's a lie.
I always love, yeah, but see, you don't understand. When you have somebody there and they see somebody looking for a gun, they go, hey, dude, I've got the same gun out in my trunk, and I'll sell you for this, and we'll do that, and we'll do this. And I go, you know what? That's not a gun show issue. That's a downtown Chicago. That's a downtown Boston. That's a downtown. I saw that as a kid.
No,
right. I got a better. Don't go over there and buy. I got a better gun for you, and I know what? It's cheaper. All right? And no receipts. You got to pay cash. That's all I'm saying.
No receipts, yeah. No serial numbers.
I mean, listen, 1,700 people were killed last give or take a few. But there was about 1,700 people killed last year. And so I started looking. It was one of those dumb things. Where one of those idiots gives a spiel. 1,700 people lost their lives last year to gun violence. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, wait a minute. There was almost 500 in Chicago. Oh, they already banned guns there, so I don't know how you fix that. There was almost 500 in Baltimore, right? I don't know how you fix that. That's 1,700 out of 90 million people who own guns and a possible 300 million guns in the country. I don't see that as even a statistical mark on the page. Do you?
It's not. It's not. In fact, medical malpractice, deaths from medical malpractice, which affect men, women, and children, is around 200,000 to 400,000 a year. That's a statistical blip. That is a problem. But no one ever talks about that. And the hypocrites at the American Medical Association actually talked about gun violence, quote unquote, before. And I'm like, they have some nerve. They're talking about gun violence. More people die from their medical professionals care than anybody dies from a firearm. But here's the thing. No, they don't. It's all about control.
Yep.
They don't care that these numbers, the majority of people that die from firearms commit suicide. Let me tell you something. More people commit suicide in Japan than in the U.S. per capita. They don't have guns. Okay?
Yep.
So it's not the inanimate object. But they don't care about that. They want
control. Well, but here's the thing. You're so cold because if you would ban guns, then the people who commit suicide couldn't kill themselves, right?
What, because there's no other way to do that? Really? Like I said, in Japan, they don't have guns, but the suicide rate is higher. So,
yeah, they just selectively played some pieces about Japan on TV last night. I was watching it going, well, wait a minute. Nothing is that simple. Nothing is that easy, and nothing is that clean. You know?
Was it from the mainstream media? Because it's probably BS.
Yeah, of course it was. But, you know, you and I for the show, I stop and watch. I want to see if there's an ounce of truth. You know, I always get a kick out of this. Whenever CNN has the thing like the true life of Jesus, I go, oh, this ought to be good.
CNN.
Right? I mean.
Wait, so this is. Because our mainstream media stinks, and they are part of the people pushing the narrative of the left, this is why I have to go and suffer around a bunch of left-wing lunatics at a stupid rally. Because I'm going to report what's really going on.
Oh,
and you know what?
Yeah.
You know what they had yesterday at this rally? No. They had a leaflet, and on one side it called people heroes, Democrats who push gun control. On the other side it had villains. And you know what was on the villains? People who they believe are pro-Second Amendment, and they had blood-laden bullet holes on that side of the leaflet. Yeah.
Well, I love to hear. Well, here's the thing. You know, we can play the game with them, but they don't want to hear it. And they start yelling louder, which is, you know, the NRA bad, the NRA protects this, the NRA does that. And you go, well, wait a minute. What sane NRA member, or any NRA member for that matter, has been out there shooting and killing people? What did the NRA actually do that contributed to, in any way, shape, manner, or form, somebody going out and committing, you know, a massacre of some kind? Because they have 5 million members, as you said a minute ago, almost 90 million people own guns. That doesn't sound like big club membership to me, does it?
No, it doesn't. And like I said, if there's 90 million gun owners, and if we were the problem, you'd all know it.
Well, you wouldn't be around to talk about it anyway. You know,
well,
really think about it, right? If,
well,
again, use their logic. Just use their logic.
Yeah, no, exactly. And this is the thing. For anyone who's listening, if you hear the mainstream media use the term assault weapon or assault rifle or talk about gun violence, use the term gun violence, because I'm telling you right now, guns don't commit acts of violence. They are inanimate objects. They don't get up, hop across the room, and shoot someone. A human commits violence, not a gun. There's no such thing as gun violence. You hear anyone in the media saying either of those three terms, they're lying to you. They are pushing a narrative. Shut them off.
I'm with you. I look at the stuff. It's what I would say, though. We have to keep pushing back. We can't let them do this. Stop letting them get away with this garbage. Tell people where to find you.
You can find me at New Hampshire Political Buzz, where you can check out my photos and articles from the rally, including the blood-laden bullets, and also Granite Rock and at Conservative IND on Twitter.
I love it. I'm going to go check out the pictures in a few minutes. I love it. All right, thanks for being with me tonight. I always appreciate the time you spend with me as well. I'm Joe Vecini, your host. Just to the real side on GCN Live. Lots more gun stuff on the other side of the hour. Don't go far. Come on back. You'll see the real side on GCN Live.